I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day, and joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, hi, and we've been hearing about rising interest rates, the possibility of rising interest rates for weeks. The Federal Reserve meets this week. What is going to happen?
Well, hello, Alex. A good Monday morning to you, or rather a good Monday to you. The experts tell me, no, we are not likely to see any rate hikes this week from the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting. But as you mentioned, we've had several indications from Fed members, including Alan Greenspan, that maybe we should be preparing ourselves for a rate hike in the next few months, possibly as early as this summer. Right now, the key federal funds rate, that's the rate that banks charge each other for overnight loans, is 1%, a four-decade low. What a lot of observers are expecting is that the Fed will drop the word patient from its outlook on rate hikes, that they're going to be patient before they do any hikes. They used that in earlier statements, but the economy's been growing at a pretty steady pace. We're starting to see signs of inflationary pressures, so a tightening of monetary policy probably isn't too far off.
And what are the other economic indicators that you can, what are the kind of the warning signs or the cautions out there, or maybe they're good economic reports that will say, okay, this is going to mean something to the Fed?
Well, we actually have a couple of big ones coming out this week, but they'll be after the Open Market Committee meeting wraps up. We'll get first quarter productivity numbers on Thursday. Productivity has been really high, and it's one reason that people say jobs growth has been relatively slow. The people who do have jobs are doing more work per hour. And speaking of workers, we'll get the latest unemployment numbers on Friday, a look at how many companies added to their payrolls in April. The general consensus right now, the prediction from economists, is that the economy added 175,000 jobs last month. We'll see if they get this one right, though. They haven't for several months now.
What are the other business leads that are going to happen this week? The big story's coming.
Well, there's an interesting lawsuit scheduled to start this week pitting the French entertainment giant Vivendi against media mogul Barry Diller. Vivendi's U.S. unit, of course, is in the process of being absorbed by NBC, including Universal Studios. Diller owns part of that unit and has veto rights over the sale. But there was some earlier word of a deal between Diller and Vivendi, so it's possible the lawsuit will be dropped before it gets to court this week. And speaking of NBC, of course, this week is the finale of Friends. And this is actually a big business story. Not only does it have wide ramifications for NBC and its rating strength, but ads for the final episode are topping $2 million per 30-second spot. That's pretty close to what advertisers paid for this year's Super Bowl.
Wow.
And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into how a lawyer responds when she gets a call from God.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.